Servants of the Lord, praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun unto going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. Good morning and welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin and drop it in the offering plate. Again, Pastor Terrell would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 66, verses 2 and 4. Sing out the honor of his name, make his praise glorious. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name, Selah. And now our brother Victor Laura will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. So let's begin our worship with hymn number 67, How Can It Be? Victor?
Great. Thank you, Joe. Good morning, all. Thank you again for coming to worship our Lord with us. Why don't we turn to our first hymn, number 67, How Can It Be? And we'll sing the first and the third. Should love a soul like me when we look at our lives, right, and we see how sinful we are, and yet God loves us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Why don't we turn to our second hymn, number 468. I will sing the wondrous story. Verse 5. 475, redeemed, number 475, and please rise and join me as we sing our last hymn, number 475.
My brother, let's look to the Lord in prayer. What a beautiful day the Lord brought outside. The sky is so blue that remind us of his beauty. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, today we recall your faithfulness. Thank you that you walk with us every day, every moment. That you are with us in every moment of our life. Thank you that your promises are true and your goodness never, never fail. May we worship and adore you with every fiber of our being. So today we join with all those over the radio broadcasts and internet and those listening later on via CD, and we say, Lord, speak to us. Exhort us, lead us in our path of life. We recall those who are sick, ready for surgery or under treatment. And so we pray for Joshua Yalde. Lord, move those legs like a soccer player to that boy. For Doris Yalde, that's Ramsey and Ramil's mother. I visited with her in the hospital yesterday. The color looks good, everything looks in favor, but she is in a very critical pneumonia situation. And we pray for the miracle of healing and for the synchronization of those lungs. We pray, Lord, that you give comfort to Ramil and Ramsey and the family. We pray for Dwight Forsee. He acquired his license to be licensed in security here in town, and we pray that now he acquired his license as a Christian, that he become a Christian, a man of God. Lord, you can touch his life. Work on him. We pray for Maida Kohn. Lord, she so young and suffered herself with cancer, and then her mother, and now in the hospital in El Camino for inflammation of the legs. Lord, we pray for the true comfort. My granddaughter Jacqueline Palmer is sick and home, and she's so active like me that we don't know how to be sick. And for Jorge Pareti, my brother-in-law, I was talking to him on Skype last night, and he was not careful and he fell again, and now his knee is broken. I told him he had to buy bolts and bolted himself someplace. Lord, Martha is heavy on Martha. She ministered and she shared with me the ministry and that drug addict place and how many people were saved, and she was crying that in spite of her efforts, in spite of the toughness of taking care of home and all this, is so blessed to share the gospel and people returning, being saved. We pray for our president and his family, for the Vice President and his family. May your protection and guidance be the source of inspiration for these men. May you, Lord, work in their life that they might follow with conscience and the Bible the days ahead for our nation. Lord, the enemies of our nation want to take the Bible away and the Christians away. But you thought differently in this election. And so, Father, I pray that with cautiousness and wisdom, our president will lead us back into the things of God. We pray on behalf of our missionaries, asking you, our mighty God, to encourage them and to give them vision and strength for the work. And so we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott. We pray for Eusebio and Marisa Perry, for Giovanni and Barbara Vendagno, for Martha Peretti, for Jose and Diane Avila, for the Informed Choice, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey, for Fred and Carol Lewis, and our mission on Basarach. Thank you for the opening last Sunday. It was overwhelming to help them. Needless to say, we are so blessed by your provision. So thank you for all that you bestow upon our life. May you be praised through our offering. So bless the offering and bless the giver. All the things we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. You may be seated.
Yeah!
you so much, choir. Please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Joshua. And if you're using the Bible in the pew, please turn to page 261. We will be reading Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's word, Joshua chapter 2, verses 1 through 14. And Joshua, the son of Nun, sent out of Shittim two men to spy secretly, saying, "Go view the land, even Jericho." And they went and came into an harlot's house named Rahab and lodged there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, "Behold, there came men here tonight of the children of Israel to search out the country." And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, "Bring forth the men that are come to thee, which are entered into thine house, for they be come to search out all the country." And the woman took the two men and hid them, and said thus, "There came men unto me, but I do not know where they came from." And it came to pass about the time of shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. The men went, how they went, I do not. Pursue after them quickly, for you shall overtake them. For she had brought them up to the roof of the house and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them the way to Jordan unto the fords. And as soon as they which pursued after them were gone, they shut the gate. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof. And she said unto the men, "I know that the Lord hath given you the land, and that your terror is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land faint because of you. For we have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did unto the two kings of Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom you utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by the Lord, since I have shown you kindness, that you will also show kindness unto my father's house and give me a true token, and that ye shall save alive my father and my mother and my brethren and my sisters and all that they have, and deliver our lives from death." And the men answered her, "Our life for yours, if you utter not this our business. And it shall be when the Lord hath given us the land that we will deal kindly and truly with thee." Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you for your written word. We are blessed to know that it is all we need and it's sufficient for determining truth, saving truth, and how we are to live before you. We thank you for our pastors and teachers who are careful to rightly preach your word. We are grateful to learn of the salvation you have provided through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. You didn't leave us to our own efforts, which could never produce righteousness, and you did not leave us to perish in our sins. Rather, you sent your Son, who willingly died for our sins on the cross. We thank you for such marvelous grace that saves sinners like us, because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sins. Help us to respond to such love by enabling us to obey your word and to love one another. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him with the knowledge and wisdom gained that he has gained from the study of the scriptures as he comes to preach the word. Bless us here and those listening on the radio and internet and CD with understanding that we may live lives according to that word. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Would you please be seated?